Today marks the last episode of CNN's crossfire for one of the show's conservative hosts, Tucker Carlson. The political talk show pits conservatives and liberals against each other. CNN plans to drop the show and another like it, abandoning the left-right shout-fests that have dominated the cable news landscape in recent years. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Apparently, Jon Stewart was right. The satirist appeared on CNN's Crossfire in October to denounce the show. Stewart said Crossfire was hurting the country. It sent shockwaves through media circles. Here, Stewart speaks with Carlson's co-host, the Democratic strategist Paul Bagala.
You're doing theater when you should be doing debate, which would be great.
You do no, it's not honest.
What you do is not honest. What you do is partisan hackery. And I'll tell you.
CNN's chief competition is the top-rated Fox News channel. Fox has hit upon a winning formula with a primetime lineup that relies heavily on conflict. CNN President John Klein has been on the job for less than a month. And he says that, as a viewer, he agrees with Stewart. The political Punch and Judy shows are spent, Klein says.
It's like crack or something where you can get too easily addicted to it. Television is guilty of oversubscribing to one format or another. We have a tendency to move in herds and to overdo just about everything we do.
One thing Klein doesn't mention, the show lost more than 20% of its audience in 2004, a troubling development for a political show during an election year. Crossfire first appeared back in 1982, when CNN was the only 24-hour cable news station available. Perhaps its most successful pairing was former Nixon aide Pat Buchanan and liberal journalist Michael Kinsley. Carlson, a conservative writer, joined CNN in 1997 and became a Crossfire regular in 1999. He says the show helps to clarify important issues.
Listening to people debate ideas in public is edifying, or it can be. Listening to partisans bark at each other and repeat talking points is not edifying. You know, I agree that our show, like other shows, falls short of the mark sometimes, or maybe even often. But I reject the idea that, you know, listening to people debate ideas is bad. It's not bad. It's good.
But Carlson told network executives last spring that he wanted to be the host of a different kind of program. Klein, who was named president of CNN's American channels in November, says Carlson was better at butting heads than presenting the news.
I told Tucker this yesterday. You know, I just said, look, it's clear that that's where your passions lie. That is not the kind of show that CNN wants to put on in prime time.
Klein says debate segments may pop up inside other shows. For his part, Carlson is in advanced conversations with rival MSNBC about a primetime program. He'd be reunited with former CNN chief Rick Kaplan, who holds a similar job at MSNBC. Carlson says he'll continue his weekly PBS program. At CNN, Klein also plans to kill the weekly political debate show Capital Gang, which involves Novak and other columnists, such as Mark Shields and the National Review's Cato Byrne. Klein says that CNN needs to get away from chatter and tell more stories.
It's been inspiring to me to see how quickly the organization can move after a story and deliver not only the breaking news of the moment, but also take it beyond the headlines and begin to illuminate the personal stories of the people affected.
CNN has been seeking to emphasize its extensive news-gathering operations. It's both to appeal to the kind of viewers who seek straight news and to the advertisers who want to reach them. There are questions about whether Klein can succeed in boosting CNN's ratings and whether his philosophy will stick. He's the latest in a series of new leaders for second-place CNN. The executive he replaced lasted little more than a year. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.